Thank you for joining us for Grace for All. This month, we are repeating some of our most loved episodes. We hope they will inspire and encourage you on your faith journey. Welcome.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
How great thou art. This devotional was written by Pat Scruggs and read by Joey Smith. Psalm 69:30. I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving. I cannot remember a time when music was not part of my life. Growing up in a small country Methodist church, I learned hymns from the old Cokesbury hymnal at a very young age. I started taking piano lessons at age 10, and by age 12, I was playing those hymns for Wednesday night services. And now as an adult, the words of those hymns come to mind frequently in difficult situations I am facing. Throughout my life, music has carried me through many difficult times. When my father died unexpectedly, I, along with my whole family, was devastated. My siblings asked me to choose the music for his funeral. Remembering the hymns he had loved and deciding which ones to include in the service was comforting to me. A longtime close friend sang How Great Thou Art, his favorite. As he sang, I thought about my father's faith and how he lived a life that exemplified it. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, My God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, How great thou art, how great thou art. He was a humble man who loved God and others. His whole life was one of praise and thanksgiving. Several years later, I was facing another difficult time. My mother's health was in decline, and she was in denial. My siblings and I were constantly on alert for the next phone call telling us she had fallen or developed bronchitis or pneumonia because she preferred not to seek medical attention. It was a very stressful time, to say the least. My respite was Wednesday night choir practice. For those 2 hours, I was able to lose myself in the lyrics and melodies and leave refreshed and renewed in faith, ready to deal with whatever the next day would bring. During our closing prayer time, I always lifted my mother to God, giving thanks for the years of love and care she had given our family and asking for guidance in providing for her needs. Those years never got easier, but music and giving thanks to God enabled me to persevere and remain positive. Through good times and bad, praising God through music and glorifying Him with thanksgiving provides a path that gives life meaning. He knows we aren't all great singers or musicians, but He deserves our praise and thanks, however we can express it. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Let us pray. God, thank You for the gift of music and its transformative power in our lives. All good and great things come from You, and we praise You. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in You most generous friends.